From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Russia agree on a cessation of hostilities in Syria. That move could pave the way for an expansion of humanitarian aid to besieged cities and set the stage for a resumption of talks on a political transition. In a joint statement Monday, the U.S. and Russia proposed that the ceasefire begin February 27th. It would apply to all parties in the conflict with the exception of terrorist groups. U.N. Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has this warning.
When you have a process leading to a cessation of hostilities, those who don't want it are going to try to spoil it.
Some of the issues linked to the cessation still appear to be unresolved. Ugandan police arrested Kizza Besigye again on Monday. Jill Craig takes a look.
Besigye intended to lead a protest march from his home to the Electoral Commission, where he would gather evidence that he said would help him decide whether to contest his loss at the Supreme Court. But Besigye's attorney says police arrested him the moment he went outside his gate. According to Kampala police spokesman Patrick Onyango, Besigye was detained for mobilizing a group of youth to storm the Electoral Commission, who he said planned to cause violence in Kampala. The opposition has accused Museveni operatives of vote rigging. Jill Craig, Kampala.
Apple chief executive Tim Cook told the firm's customers Monday that a recent demand by the U.S. government is chilling. The government wants the technology company to build a backdoor into an encrypted Apple phone used by one of the terrorists who launched an attack last year in California. In an open letter to Apple customers, Cook said if Apple complies with a request, it would open the door to countless future searches of Apple customers' phones. This is VOA News. British